This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's start with the obvious. This wasn't subtle. You don't kill two parents in broad daylight in one of the busiest hiking trails in Arkansas and expect to blend in. You don't dress in all black on a 100-degree day, tape over your license plate, bring a tactical-style bag, and then walk that trail like you're heading to war, unless you've decided you're past the point of caring whether you get caught. And yet, as of this recording, he hasn't been. In this segment, we're unpacking the risk factor in this crime because the timing, location, and execution all point to someone either totally delusional or just so angry they don't care who was watching. What kind of person picks a crowded state park on a summer day on a Saturday to carry out a double homicide? And why these victims? Why now? Robin Dreek joins me again, and together we're going to break down what this kind of behavior really tells us about impulse, rage, premeditation, and emotional unraveling. Is this a man operating under a twisted fantasy, or is someone acting out a long, simmering grievance? Or was this just someone who finally snapped? We also talk about the myth of the tweaker in the woods, because, yeah, there's been speculation that this was a meth-fueled act of chaos. And to be fair, Arkansas has its share of rural substance abuse issues. But this crime, this preparation, this gear, the taped plate, the getaway vehicle that isn't a beater, it's possibly a sport luxury sedan, this doesn't scream random drug frenzy. This looks like something worse, rage with a plan. So today we're walking through the choices. Why this trail? Why this time? Why that gear? Why he didn't go after the kids? And what all of that tells us about his psychological state, not just before the murder, but after. Let's get into it. What I wonder about with this, because, you know, 0 to 100, this is 100. To be taking out a mom and a dad.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day. On a very, very busy hiking trail. This is one of the busiest in the state. People come from all over the general area here in the Midwest, from Missouri to Kansas to anywhere in this general vicinity to hike this trail because of its beauty. It's just a very well-known place to be. I've hiked it myself with my daughter. And it's a really neat place to be. And again, middle of summer. One of the busiest times of the year, you're taking some risks, taking out these people on a trail where there's a lot of people coming and going. The hikers that we talked to said, you know, yeah, every couple of minutes they're passing somebody. Sometimes it's hard to be on the trail and not see somebody far ahead or far behind you to think you're going to, and he did, he took out two people without anybody coming across him as he was doing this execution. What does that say? I mean, the risks rage. Are enormous in this.
Rage. So going from 0 to 100, you're right. From our optic, from what we know, it's from his look of inexperience of having done this. Again, boy, you know, we can only draw upon what we've been recently covering. We've been covering Koberger so much. And from the onset, it went from 0 to murder. From, in other words, they haven't murdered anyone before to murdering four. In this case, very similar. Haven't murdered anyone before, but murdering two. But what Koberg did for his arc, which I'm going to bet on this one. This guy's got a rage issue, and he's got an anger issue, because that's what's escalated in this guy's life. It looks like is he went from rage, anger to can't contain it anymore. I'm going to go out on the hottest days possible, dress up in a lot of dark clothes and go kill someone because I'm so angry at this time. So most likely whether he's been arrested for it or talked to by law enforcement before or not, we don't know. But I guarantee you, if anyone's worked around this guy at work, he's the type of guy at work that's going to take offense really quick, really easy. He's going to get angry. He's going to be vindictive, and he's going to make your work life in a complete misery. And we all have known people like this that don't murder people. But if we want to start looking at laws of probability, of possibility, of other data points and people calling in tips, Those are the kind of tips that I'm looking for when people are calling in. Someone in the workplace, especially a day or two leading up to this, because this does not look like a massive amount of planning. Mm-hmm. It looks like some planning. But if it was well planned and this individual was patient, they'd wait till the fall. They'd wait till where there's less people on the trail. There's other places to do this. If you're so vindictive against one individual, there's ways he could have done it where he would have been safer in the aftermath.
Does this in any way read to you like a meth addict or something of that nature?
Yeah,
out there, delusional, you know, thinking these people are out to get him, whatever delusion may be running through one's mind in that state, and this just happens to be the ones that he targeted. That, I mean, that's the easy explanation. That's the one I hear a lot of in around here. You know, outside of this metro area, you get into the sticks a bit in the state of Arkansas, you have a lot of meth problems. And that's the thing that if you're not from the area, you're like looking at here, Arkansas. Well, Northwest Arkansas isn't one of those areas. It's a bubble unto itself. I've said this before. Walmart is headquartered here. It very much is a very desirable place to live. It's like Nashville. It's like a smaller Nashville. It's like a smaller Dallas. Very, very happy, very growing, very financially well off, I would say. Very stable economy, very low crime rates. It's not a place with a ton of drug problems in the immediate area. But again, you get off to the sticks, you do see a lot more of that going on. And Devil's Den is a bit out of town and just slightly out of the area, so you could certainly get that in there. But again, uncommon to see something like this happen for the amount of drug issues that this state has, even in the areas that are more drug riddled. We don't hear a lot about this sort of thing happening, even over there.
It's, you know, everything's a possibility, and I wouldn't rule anything out.
Yeah.
But same time, though, in this case, I don't think it's in the moment that there's an issue with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there might be some in his system, but There's a lot of space he's got to cover. There was enough planning to say that someone wasn't completely incoherent and hopped up on drugs at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was enough planning. There's driving involved. He didn't crash into anything on the way out. Otherwise, we'd know. And the hiking part itself, he's actually targeting. So anytime you have something like this, some sort of abuse of alcohol or drugs is always. Is 99% of the time is involved with the individual that committed the crime to begin with. So I think that's going to be a part of it in the end, whether it's part of it in this actual moment or not. Don't know. It's a lot of moving parts to pull off successfully and still be able to get away if he was severely under the influence at the moment, I would think.
And the part to me that I guess pulls that down as being a probability of him being just a tweaker out there that's nuts and is the planning. Yeah, I mean, he came into this, his license plates taped off. It's from what we understand of the vehicle, it's not a Geo Metro he's escaping in, you know, or right. Something that's, you know, some beater. It from the account that we heard of the guy who saw the vehicle firsthand and also had the vehicle on his security camera footage. In fact, we can put that up here again for a second if people want to take a look at that.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a, you know, a super cheap car. It was from a lot of people are suggesting it may be some sort of a luxury vehicle or somewhat of a sports car, maybe not top of the line, but I mean, Audi or an Acura BMW. Mazda is the one that the authorities are saying right now. It seems to possibly resemble that the most. But again, the car guy that I talked to last night who took this exact video was not describing it as such. And there's a video for that on our channel if anybody wants to look at that in greater detail. But you have all of those factors. Typically, when you see the tweaker, you see the meth addict that's out there that's nuts. They're not pre-planning anything. It just happens to be in the moment. I've never heard of a meth addict that had the license plate taped off, ready to go, and had full tactical gear ready as they went off on the hiking trail, which I guess this guy would call it his hunting trail.
Yeah, I'm with you. So it took enough planning, but not too much planning is the best way I can kind of say it, because it took planning enough to try not to get caught, but at the same time, there's if he had exercised patience, he could have he could have gotten away cleaner is a better way to put it, because he left a lot of data point and footprints along the way. It's hard to imagine us not getting him. But since law enforcement has been extremely tight-lipped, I mean, you're reporting more than law enforcement is on this one, which is kind of odd given the number of people that have captured him on video and captured him, you know, in a lot of areas. So it's hard to imagine him being on the lam for too much longer, I wouldn't think.
Here's the part that should really keep you up at night. He didn't seem to care if he got caught, or maybe he thought he wouldn't, or maybe he's shocked he didn't. Either way, that level of confidence or chaos is terrifying. Because as Robin pointed out, this wasn't a meth freak melting down in real time. This was someone who showed up with preparation. Not elite level planning, not surgical precision, but enough to avoid getting caught immediately. Enough to walk up on a busy trail, murder two parents in front of their kids, and be gone before the next hiker passed by. That kind of behavior, that's rage. That's been building. It's vindictiveness. It's grievance that metastasized into action. Whether it was directed at the Brinks or just projected onto them, we still don't know. But what we do know is this. You don't pick that trail at that time unless you're either unhinged or boiling over. The tape plates, the oversized gear bag, the clothing meant to contain DNA, this guy didn't just snap, he festered. And then he acted, and yeah, there may have been substances involved, but what stands out is how deliberate this was. Not polished, not perfect, but planned just enough to do damage and vanish. And that's where we are. We have a suspect profile full of contradictions. Someone angry enough to kill in the open, but composed enough to flee at speed. Someone tactical enough to tape a license plate, but sloppy enough to be caught on camera. And described by multiple people in vivid detail. The only thing we know for sure, he didn't want the kids. He let them run. He didn't talk. He didn't hesitate. He just acted. And now we're stuck trying to figure out if this was personal, performative, or just the beginning of something worse. As always, if you know anything, reach out, because this guy left some breadcrumbs and someone out there recognizes the pattern. You can reach us on any of our social media platforms, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, or you can go to our website, truecrimetodaypod.com. There's a contact section right there. I'm interested in hearing anything you got, especially if you were there that day or know anything about who this man may be. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts, if that's where you're listening to us. If not, on YouTube, hit subscribe there. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi on either platform, podcast or YouTube, to find us and take us with you wherever you go on podcasts or watch us on YouTube. In the comments section, let me know your thoughts. Very curious. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.